Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Liz Christie. Welcome, Liz.
Hi, Father Adam. Thank you.
Now, Liz has been on the show before. Her and her wonderful husband were on. But now you're in a new role, but then also we're going to talk about kind of a new initiative in the diocese. But before we go any further, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for all that you're doing in the Diocese of Columbus, your work of grace, and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon the diocese. We ask that all of us might respond to our baptismal call to mission. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Liz, first of all, you're in a new role. You have a new, kind of a new job.
I do have a new job. So I started the week after Thanksgiving. I'm here at the diocese, and I am the Parish Missionary Disciple Formation Coordinator. Somebody thought a long title would be great.
Excellent. Yeah, I think I came up with
that
title. Yeah,
it's great. Yeah. So easy to remember.
Well, you know, a title should like contain within it all, you know, all of its parameters.
All the things.
So what do you do in that role and capacity?
Well, so my main role right now is I'm working with something called the Parish Toolkit, and it's a resource that has been put together that was kind of born of the subcommittees and then developed further by you. And now we're rolling it out to parishes to help pastors form missionary disciple plans for their parishes.
Oh, excellent. So I think if we, you know, kind of step back, what did you do before you started working for the diocese?
Sure. So, and since 2017, I've been employed at Seton Parish, and I'm the Director of Evangelization and Discipleship and also Assistant Music Director. So I helped just set up strategic plans and initiatives at the parish, and we've been doing disciple formation ever since.
Excellent. But, and then also, from our original interviews back with Aaron, your husband, you also work outside of the parish too.
Yes. So I'm also a certified nurse midwife, which I do extremely part-time right now. About once a month I go in, and I work shifts at Mount Carmel East and deliver babies.
So in some ways now you're kind of midwifing disciples
right.
in the life of the parish.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever thought about that image you know, kind of reflected on that or not, but there is this sort of new midwifing that you're doing.
Yeah, it's all about rebirth. And, you know, it's interesting, as a midwife, you help, but you don't interfere with the natural process. So you guide and you help and you're there to sort of offer assistance, but you let the natural process unfold. So same with disciple making.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to tell everyone exactly what to do, but you can offer guidance and point people in the right direction.
And your role in the diocese, as you kind of alluded to, it comes from this evangelization planning process that the diocese went through. So Bishop Brennan had, with, you know, kind of consulting many lay people throughout the diocese, had identified priorities and wanted to really build strategies and plans on how to kind of implement these priorities for evangelization in the diocese. And June of 2021, if I'm not mistaken, he approved all, you know, approved these plans. So they were put together. But one of the subcommittees, which you were co-chair of, was on the parishes and primarily how parishes can be places of missionary disciple formation.
That's right.
I mean, maybe you could just review with us what the subcommittee kind of plan called for and what it looked like.
Sure. So we spent the fall of 2020 and then winter of 2021 reviewing resources and talking to different parishes and organizations who were already doing missionary disciple work. And we basically formulated a plan of what we thought would be needed for the parishes, from even at the level of what staff would be needed, what resources are needed, and then access to all of those resources so that eventually pastors and staff could get a hold of all of this and use it as a guide.
Excellent. The and you know, I think one of the parts of the plan was focused on pastors and how to kind of equip them for this culture of missionary discipleship. And then the second was to kind of really focused on parish leadership and staff and how to coach them and identify different models for that. And then also to help, the third kind of major point, at least in my mind, was always a strategy, that parishes develop a strategy. And that's really where this toolkit, it kind of addresses this need, is how do parishes develop their strategy. And I thought, you know, over kind of the course of our conversations, we can kind of go through the toolkit and what it looks like. One of the, I think, you know, some of the toolkit is and the strategy is dealing with best practices. Some of it's dealing with metrics. Some of it's dealing with parish schools. Some of it's really assessing, honestly, the parish. And then also at the core, really, are these six elements of missionary disciple formation. So I was what are these six elements?
Sure. So the first element is charismatic encounter, which that's kind of the heart of forming missionary disciples, is that connection to Christ and to their faith. And then ongoing spiritual formation on sacraments and prayer is the second one. Missional training is the third one. So once you've had a charismatic encounter and you're growing in your faith, training to be put on mission and how to go out and spread the gospel message to others. The fourth one is discipleship small groups. So just helping our disciples kind of grow and connect with other people so they can continue to grow and be formed as disciples. Because it's never just a once thing. You're always working on your own discipleship plan. Ongoing catechesis, so that they can just, you know, be in touch with the faith and all the basics of the Catholic faith. And then ongoing scripture study, because it's hard to be a disciple if you don't know the story. So just focused on, you know, learning the Bible and having that.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Liz Christie. She's the new diocesan parish missionary disciple formation coordinator. And she works in the evangelization office. And we're talking about this sort of new initiative with the Diocese of Columbus, the Parish Toolkit. I guess even before we kind of begin to look at this toolkit is, you know, it comes from the subcommittee. And the parish subcommittee, which you co-chaired, it really had a very diverse representation. I thought it's a very diverse representation. But it also had this perspective of people who had worked in the parishes and had seen success. And I think that's, I guess, the question I want to ask you about is, you know, sometimes people say, well, what church documents are these from? But a lot of it's really best practices.
That's right.
So what, I guess, in your mind, I mean, how do you look at a parish to find their best practices?
That's a good question. So, I mean, as anyone that works in a parish knows, it's a lot of trial and error. You have to get to know the people in your parish and what their needs are. So, you know, what ethnic backgrounds do you have? What age groups do you have? And you have to kind of look at everybody and see what the needs are. So it's almost like an assessment of who are we working with. And then, I mean, there are endless programs out there that you can use. There are some that are more popular than others, and they're popular for a reason, usually because they work well. But what we did kind of with our subcommittee was, since we all came from different parishes, we kind of talked about what we had done and what worked well for us. And then we reached out to other dioceses as well, and we talked to leaders in other dioceses and what was working well there. So we didn't just go with, you know, one thing for each category. We tried to offer multiple options to fit into each category, and also we looked for things that were successful and that seemed to be producing fruit.
Yeah, I like that, kind of looking at it nationally and sort, but even locally. I mean, there are so many parishes, even if, you know, and I don't know, so I think sometimes I have to kind of refrain from identifying the dynamic parishes versus, you know, like the superstar parishes versus the others. But even even parishes that maybe you don't expect to be super dynamic or, you know, where it's happening at kind of have stumbled upon really good practices. And I think that's getting a you know, kind of a knowledge of the terrain of parishes in the diocese. You see that really, I think all of our parishes, there are little bright spots. Mm-hmm. They might not have it all, but they're all, you know, they all have kind of different elements that are worth replicating in other parishes.
Sure, absolutely. I think you'll find different charisms kind of shining at each parish, you know. I mean, this is, you know, Jesus is the head of this church, and he has plans for it still. And I think that those are little glimmers of hope when you see, you know, unexpectedly find something that's working great, maybe in a little parish, and it just kind of shines out. Yeah.
You know, Liz, there has been a lot of kind of talk with the Real Presence, Real Future about the future of our parishes. And I think really this toolkit is kind of, I think, what we're hoping from the Real Presence, Real Future. And I don't know, my goal in seeing it, and I'll ask you as we wrap up what your goal, but it's really that every parish be able to form missionary disciples. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the vision that Bishop Brennan put forth for us while he was here. It's a vision that I'm excited about. I mean, this is why I left behind a full-time career, because I wanted to go and make disciples. It's our call, you know, from Matthew 28.
Well, thank you so much, Liz. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Liz Christie, and until next time, peace and all good.